Good morning, everyone. For holding Simon Reish Chav Dalet, page Kof Mem. Welcome to our anytime. We'll do Reish Chav Dalet Siv Aleph through Siv Vav today. Here we go. Reish Chav Dalet is Dine Brachas Pratiyos, the halachas of specific brachas. These are the Gemara and Daf Nun Vav and Beis and Daf Nun Zayin and Aleph. I think in brachas and goes through a bunch of different brachas that we make. Horoya Zok Siv Aleph. Horoya Markulis. If someone sees Markulis, which is a type of Avodah Zarah, or other Avodah Zarahs, Hashem, he gives Erech HaPayim, he doesn't punish the people who are doing Averis on the spot, he gives time to do Teshuvah. If you see it within 30 days, you don't go back and make another Bracha. Hagah. These days we don't make this bracha. We live amongst the Goyim and we see these Avodah Zarahs all the time, and therefore we don't make the bracha. Aleph. It's Avodah Zarah, a getchka, which they serve by throwing stones. Now, I'm not going to read the word where it says its name, because it seems to me from the next line that you're not supposed to say the name. So the Shema Atma, we'll call it Kulis, although that's not the real name. Since it's Aser to mention the Getchka by its name, therefore we call it Kulis, and we switch one letter from its real name. Umar, hu chiluf b'lashon Arami. The term Mar means switched, or it's something which is swapped. In Aramaic, uperusha hu chiluf of its real name. Mar kulis means mar means chiluf kulis. So kulis is a switch or to swap name for its real name. That's where the name Mar kulis comes from. So we've got beis ashar avodas gilulim, afilu beis avodas gilulim. Even a house of worship of avodas zara, ubach perish dafka b'ksharaya ois v'goloi. Only if you actually see the avodas zara itself, not only the house where the avodas zara is. Is an interesting ha'ara on the side in number two. It says, Masha Kasab is Shokhan Arakla Halan, Shaharaya Bate Oivi Kechavim be Yeshuvan Omer Bayes of Chobanan. It sounds like in Sif Yud Aleph is a different bracha for someone who sees the house of worship of Avodah Zarah. Umash Mashayim Lavarech Birchash Nasan Arach Apayim, a Yeshuvan Oy Chobanan Shabate Avodah Zarah. It sounds like for the Bate Avodah Zarah, you don't make the bracha of Shanasan Arach Apayim. Rabbi Mishnah Brura Sham, look at the Mishnah Brura over there. If you look at the Mishnah Brura over there, in Sivkot and Tezvav, on the next page, it's not so clear what he's coming to say. It says there, the parish Rashi Hanal, Hainu Bate Kutim, Shiyoshim, Mishalva, Vahashki, Vahosher, Ulharif, Hainu Bate Tvila Shalahem. So it sounds like the way the Mishnah Brura is teaching the Bate of Avodas Chachamim, the fee that Rashi means Bate Kutim, maybe specifically Kutim, and then that would not be a stira to what it says over here in Ziv Aleph. But if you go with the riff, it means bate tefillah, a place where they daven, unless someone would say that the place where they daven is different than the place where they store the getchkas. But Al-Kapano, I'm not sure what the answer is, but there is a seemingly a stira, according to the shita of the Beis Yosef here, who says even based on this galulim, you would make a bracha of Shanasin Erech HaPayim, and not the brachas, which it says in Sifyan Aleph. The Bach seems to say no, only when you see the actual Avodah Zarah itself. The Ha'ara continues in number two. What about a mask? If someone sees a mask for Muslims, a mask could be more than a church. It could be worse because here, even though there's no getchka inside, the Yishma'elim don't bow down to a getchka. The whole of a desire they have is this place, the mosque, where they go and they put this image of their God into their hearts, and therefore the Divrei Yatziv wants to be mechadish that the base of the mosque itself has din of a desire for the Muslims because they don't have a statue or a real getchka which they bow down to. Fine. I do think that is not so pashut. That's actually a shaila. If we consider the Muslims to be over the Avodah Zarah in the first place or not, but upon him, the Ha'ara here is quoting a Divrei Yatziv That seems to say that the bracha that you would make when seeing a Beit Zara, it's pasha you would make in the Kuliyama when seeing a mosque, although when you see a church, it's not so pasha because it might be a different bracha for making when you see a church, and that will be in Sifin Aleph. Zog the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis have caught in Gimovah inna. We always see the Beit Zaras, and therefore we don't make the bracha. Even if you travel to a different city and you see a different Beit Zara, you still don't make a bracha. Came in the Ra is minzat teichshleishim beira. You saw this type of avodah zarah within 30 days in your city. The efshar oida afilu katan shehigdal ein tzarich levarach. Even a child who, when he got older, he turns bar mitzvah, he does not make a bracha. Came in shereya he said bekatnusay. Since he saw it when he was a katan, even though now he turned 13, he does not make a bracha since it's not new to him. He's seen it within the past 30 days. Ubal yirabba katzav oid mil techanti. The yirabba writes another chiddush that afilu hu leira oisa teichshleishim. Even if he didn't see it within 30 days, since Rav the Velt, which he lives amongst, they do see it, therefore he doesn't make the bracha. Similar idea we saw to a person which gets a regular beged, a beged which most people get all the time, even though he's an ani, and to him it makes him very besimcha, we said he would not make a bracha, because since the majority of the Velt, it's not something which comes bizman lizman, so therefore he can't make shechiyanu. So we're applying a similar idea over here, a little bit different, because there it seemed like the problem was you can't say shechiyonu lazaman hazeh if it's a thing which comes all the time to most people. But here we're saying something which the majority of all people see all the time, you can't make any specific bracha, hagam for you, it's more than 30 days. I don't know the exact types of kini gois. It would seem to me some sort of event, a happy event, whether it's a sport event or maybe going to the Colosseum or some sort of stadium. I'm not sure the exact types. Maybe it means going to a theater. I don't know exactly. Or some sort of party of theirs. You shouldn't go there. If you hear the kutim that are happy, you should pain yourself on the destruction of Yerushalayim. With this balalak on his baruch hu and daven to Hashem that he should rebuild Yerushalayim. Ve'isa b'gemara, the afilu ha'holich l'knigoyis who teitz roi shal Yisrael, here's the Moshe of Leitzim. Even going to stadiums and theaters of Klal Yisrael, that's considered the Moshe of Leitzim. It's a scary thing to read, especially today on Chol HaMoed. A component, that is what the Mishnah Berurah is saying here, quoting this Sefer Eshkol, that even going to k'nigoyis u teitz roi shal Yisrael, would be considered the Moshe of Leitzim. Look at number 7 there. It says in the Dershu number 7, Afilu Bepurim, Kashav Lekamon, Sha'asa Lasses, Mini Schaik Vitakbules, or Shemoshe of Leitzim. You shouldn't make, I guess, different types of plays or takbules, because Moshe of Leitzim, Rakat Schaik, Sha'asim Zechel Achashverish, only do Schaik that Zechel for Achashverish. The House of Sham and Simon Shinzayan, Shebabinesenu Harabim Nasa Darvazaka Hefker, Etzel Eza Anasha, this halacha or this idea became Hefker. Unfortunately, people go to these things, and that's an unfortunate event. That's what it says over here in the Mishnah Berurah. Fine. Zog Siv Beis. Someone sees a place that Avodah Zarah was Nekar, was uprooted from there. If it's an Eretz Yisrael, you make a bracha that Hashem was Eikad Avodah Zarah from our land. If he bechutz la'aretz, Eimer she'akar, but it's the chav by Hamakim Azeh that Hashem uprooted the Getchkas from this place. Eimer b'shtein g'shem she'akarta oisem me'Hamakim Azeh kein takar oisem b'kolam v'kolim es v'hashiv leib avdeim la'avdecha. Just like he uprooted in this place, so too he should uprooted everywhere and return the hearts of those that serve them to serve Hashem. And the Gemara at first says you only say this in Eretz Yisrael because it seems like it's you're assuming it's Yisraelim there who are not really doing the right thing and you want to return them to do teshuva. But then the Gemara says, no, even the Goyim, because they're Seifim lehiz Gayer, Maisa Mashiach, Ayin Shom in the Gemara. Hagavim Nekar, Abadit Sechavim, Mimakim Echad, Nesnub, Makim Acher. Let's say it was uprooted from one place, but it was put into a different place. Vavarach, Amakim Shem Nekar, Ashad, Akar, Abadit Sechavim, Amakim Shem Nesnub, Lesham, Shinas, and Erechapayim. You would still make these brachas. You'd make the bracha in the place where it was uprooted, that it was uprooted, and make a bracha in the place where you see the new place, Shinas, and Erechapayim, like the bracha of Sif Aleph. Even if it was only uprooted from one place, you make the bracha, and then it was uprooted from this place. Only if it was within 30 days that you haven't seen it, like we said in Sif Aleph. Zoksiv Gimel Haraya Bavel Harasha Imer Baraka Dosha Mekamel Choylam Shehichri Bavel Harasha. You see the evil Bavel, you make a bracha. Shehichri Bavel Harasha. Ra Basish on the Buchanetzah Imer Barak Shehichri Basish on the Buchanetzah Harasha. Ra Gim Haraya Sakibshan Aish. You see the pit of lions that Daniel was thrown into, where the Kibshan Aish, where Hanani Vishal Mishal Vazariah were thrown into. We already went through these halachas of Shas and Nisim Latadikim Makamazah, although here it adds the word Tzadikim. I don't recall the Rashi Chesiv Zion if it said Tzadikim. It does. It says over there also Shas and Nisim Latadikim Makamazah, and we spoke about there about the story with Daniel and Ayin Sham. Zuk the Mishnah Brura Sevkatam Vav, a Kivshon Aish. I know Achafira Shahusik Ba Oza Aish Sachanan Yishal Vazariah, the pit where they lit the fire. Zoksiv Dalin, Ra Makam Sheyesh B'Bavel, a place in Bavel, Shekol Behemish Atavar Alav, any animal which would pass this place, Eni Yechayla Lozes Misham, Im Lo Yitnu Olam Yafar Hamakam Ahu, Simon Klalala, the animals, it was like some sort of like, I guess, Klala, where they couldn't pass until you put some of the dirt on top of them, and then you, Dichsiv V'Teitesiya V'Metata Perish Mechabdes Habayis Hashmed. It says over there, you're going to be swept with brooms of destruction. So if you pass these places where there's destruction, Rashi actually has in the bottom of the Vavim and Beis has two pshatim, and what this means. One pshat is that there's this klala, it's a place of destruction, and there's this klala that the animals can't pass without taking some of the dirt out and putting it onto the animals. I'm not sure if the destruction was that you have to take dirt from the ground or just the fact that there's a klala, it's a simon of destruction. The other pshat is a place where of binyan, where they would take dirt from there to go build. At the end of the day, the place was desolate because they would take the dirt from there to build other places, and there was a kiyum of that bubble will become desolate with brooms of destruction. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Zayin. Baruch Omer Va'Oisa Hainu B'Shem U'Malchus. You make the bracha with Shem U'Malchus. B'Gemara Hagirsa Baruch Omer Va'Oisa Geizer U'Mekayim, which is the Girsa. Over here the Mechaber adds Baruch Omer Va'Oisa Baruch Gozer Mekayim. In the Gemara, the Gear says one Baruch. It sounds like not two Baruchs. Zog the Mechaber Sif Hei Haroya Shishim Rivim Yisrael. You see 600,000 Yidim B'Yachad together. Omer Baruch Atah Hashem Lakinim Elach Olam Chacham Harazim, the Chacham of Secrets. Im Heim Oiv Dikachavim Mazalos Sefer Goyim Omer Boisha Imchem Oiv Chafra Yoladchem Hine Achris Goyim Midbar Tziyav Arava. I don't know the exact height of the pasuk, but it sounds to be a little bit more negative about the gathering of Goyim. Zok the Mishnah Berurah Sukkah and Ches Chacham Harazim Shein Daitam Doimin Zel Zeh. Everyone's opinions are different. In Parzefeim Doimin Zel Zeh. Our faces are different. Hu Yodea Ma Belev Kol Elu HaUchlasin. And Hashem knows exactly what's going on in the heart of every person, all 600,000 people. It's an amazing thing. You look at this huge, huge gathering of people, so many different people from different types, different stripes, different faces, different ideas, you know, different, you know, ashkafas and ways of thinking. And Hashem knows what's going on inside the heart of every single one of them. So you make a bracha about that to remind us, Baruch Hacham HaRazim. Zoksiv Vav, Haraya Chachmi Yisrael, Omer Baruch Atah Hashem Lakinim Al Chayilim, Shecholak Me Chachmasi Li Reyav. You see a Chacham from Yisrael, you say, Shecholak Me Chachmasi Li Reyav, Hashem gave from his Chachma to those who fear him. Zoksiv Mishnah Berurah, Shecholak, Sha'am Hashem, Heim Chelek Elai Ka, Udvekim Bay, we are a Chelek of Hashem, Kavi Yachal, and we're Dovak to him. Therefore you say, the Chen Amr Shecholak, that he gave to us, he was Chelek from himself. Masha'inkal Kameh B'Siv Zion, we'll see, when you see Chachmas Umas Ha'olam, you don't say the word Shecholak. It's a different thing over there. They're not really dovek to Hashem like we are. So we say shechalak mechachmasa liyareyav. There's an aura over here, aura number 12. This is interesting. I want to read the aura a little bit. Number 12. Mistimas lashon hashochan aruch v'apayisk mechiach v'shal s'chuv v'shevet halevi shaf v'zman hazeish levarcha. It sounds like even these days, if you see a chacham in Yisrael, you make the bracha. V'hayisav shon shekasher ba balat tzapnas paneach levina. When the Baal Tzafas Paneah came to Vina, they made the bracha Shechalak. The stipler Berach Hagadoli Yisrael, the stipler would make a bracha on Gadoli Yisrael. And this is Shalakim Avur Baruch HaShochan. The Baruch HaShochan argues, Shebizmanenu Nimnoa Milvaruch HaChachmi Yisrael. These days we don't make the bracha on Chachmi Yisrael. V'chein HaChachmi Umas Ha'ilam. Kimishle Yisbar Kamash Shir Shechalak Mosik. We don't know how much Chachma the guy has to have, that the Chachma has to have to make a bracha. Okay, in the custom of Mekarchayim, Bekitzer Hilchot Kan. The Aruch HaShulchan and the Mekor Chaim both say we don't make these brachas on Chachamim these days. Rabbi Shalos Shuvas Shuv Meyhava, because of Shalos Shuvas Shevin Alevi, Hagedah Shal Chachat Shem Mevarchan Olav. According to the Shevin Alevi, who holds that we do make these brachas, who Mishem Mekobul Mivnei Hadar Umenusa Shechachmas Echachmas Atera Amitis Lemid Balishma. Someone who the Bnei Hadar are masking, this person has Chachma and he learned Lishma. The Hevi Shem Bach Mash Meksash Tzerachi Abaki Gam Teres Hanister. The Bach says he has to be a baki also in Teres Hanister. However, Mishum Forsim Lachachim B'Toyir Rav Einu Forsim Yerush Shemayim Kasev Abirchas Abayis She'ein Lavarach Lav Shachalach. He has to be also someone who has Yerush Shemayim Kimon Shekasev Reishis Chachma Yerush Hashem Mishein Yerush Shemayim Einu B'Chal Chachim Ukein Zekasev From Rasha that Shemasha Amru Mibracha Al Chachim Li Reyav Hu Amasha Amru Kol Sheyerush Chate Kademus Chachmas Chachmas Mischayemas. He has to be someone who has Yerush Shemayim also, not only someone who has Chachma. So it seems to be a machlekes, halacha lemaisa, we'll end over here at Siv Zayin. It seems to be that there's a machlekes. Do we make the bracha on a Chacham of a Chacham Shal Yisrael these days of Shachalat Mechachma Shal Yireyav, the Aruch HaShulchan and the Mekor Chaim seem to say that we don't make it these days because we are unsure. Similar idea we said yesterday with regards to Shechiyana, we don't know exactly how much simcha you have to make the bracha, safik bracha, zahakel. So we're unsure how much chachma a person has to have in order to make the bracha, safik bracha, zahakel. However, the Shevet Halevi says from the Stima Sapaiskin that we would make the bracha these days, and the Beis Halevi, and the Shevet Halevi says, you know, how much chachma does a person have to have? And he says the stipler would make the bracha, and when he would see certain chachamim, and when the Tzafnas Paneah came to Vina, they made the bracha on him. So, but the Maisa, how much? So he says it has to be someone which is meforsam in the dar, you know, a gadol hadar, where everyone knows in his dar that this person is a chacham b'tayra. The Bach says he has to be a baki also in Teres HaNistar, and we add from the other sefer there recorded in the back. I forgot which sefer it was here. The sefer was Birchas Abayis, and also from the Marsha's Mashma like that. That it's not only that he's a chacham in Teira and Teres HaNistar, he also has to be a Yerush Shemayim. He's meforsim to be a Yerush Shemayim, and there are a few people in each dar that would qualify for this for this status of someone that we would make a bracha baruch shachalach mechachmas eli reyav. However, this will only be for those who go according to the Shevet Halevi. Those who follow the Aruch HaShulchan, they would never make the bracha. And we'll stop with this. That's Siv Zayin. Everyone should have a wonderful, good Yom Tov, a good day. I do hope to record Dvar Agada sometime later, and maybe even the next page of Mishnah Berurah, which is Tuesday's page. Everyone should have a good Yom Tov.